That the passage when Buddha attains enlightenment and then says, "Oh, they're never going to get it." I always, I've always thought of that as like Buddha at his most human in a way. It's the, for me, it's the way, it's the first thing that I related to in the suttas where I saw him as a person. But just listening to you talk about it now, it strikes me that it says more to me at the moment about self-doubt. I read recently, thinking about the times you choose not to meditate or the times you make an excuse for yourself. Oh, my leg hurts today or something. I was reading that you should think of that as doubt, doubt in the practice, doubt in the efficacy of the practice, and that really touched me. So I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about that. That's going back to the passage, this idea, oh, they're never going to get it. I almost heard it for the first time as, oh, I'm never going to get it. So just if you could speak about conquering doubt.
Well, I think one of the things is recognizing that quality of doubt is so much based on self-view. It's like similar to a well-known saying of Ajahn Sumedho says, "Every time I think about myself, I feel depressed." Which is really, it's about me, and it's depressing. I can't do it. I'll never do it. It's not, and so realizing that we can set that aside, we can let that go, and the practice of Dhamma is not it's not a self-abnegation. It's just like, because that's another obsession of self. Just going ahead and paying attention to the qualities of peace, of well-being, of a sense of safety and refuge. Those are all qualities that we want to gravitate to, and it's not really a personal quality. It's not about me at all. So that is really liberating. So that doubt is so much forms a part of our experience, as we when it becomes self-oriented, so that realizing that is dukkha, and I can do something else. I can do something different. I can do it differently, and doesn't mean that we don't experience the same problems, say of either laziness or hesitate, but it isn't carried in the same way. Because even when we even if we've got a lot of faith, your actual energy for practice goes up and down anyway, and there's always going to be times when you're really diligent, and there's going to be times you just don't feel like it sometimes. But that's ordinary. That's what the human mind does. It's not really sort of me being successful when I'm diligent, and me failing when I'm not. When I'm lazy. It's no, that is it, it. That's what happens in the human condition. Sometimes we're diligent. Sometimes we don't have much esteem. That's ordinary. Sometimes we're peaceful. Sometimes there's a certain being stirred in a certain way. That's pretty ordinary. So then seeing that, because we but we because you know seeing that, oh, we've got another way of relating to it other than personalizing it. And that's hugely liberating.